Vesely Vanoce. Merry Christmas. Well, it's actually Christmas Eve, traditionally the most important day for Czechs in this holiday season of good cheer. It is on this day that Christmas presents are exchanged, left under the tree by Ježíšek, the baby Jesus, following a meal of fried carp and potato salad. Known as Střední den, or the generous day, December the 24th is traditionally a day of fasting before feasting. And for generations of Czechs now, it is also a time for enjoying televised fairy tales about princes and paupers, damsels and devils. A lot of families watch the Christmas fairy tales on television.
Yes, I do also with my family.
Do you have a favorite one?
Tři oříšky pro popelku, of course, and also others, for example, Šíleně smutná princezna or Pyšná princezna.
Every year we watched Pelíšky. It's not a fairy tale, it's a movie about communism. It's comedy.
Usually we watch fairy tales, one movie, Pelíšky. It's a traditional Czech movie.
You're the third person to tell me that.
Yeah. Okay. So it's tradition in whole country, probably. Yeah.
Byl jednou jeden král. Once upon a time, there was a king. The opening line for many a classic fairy tale. While all peoples have their folk tales and legends, from the Arabian Nights to the Brothers Grimm and Walt Disney, in few cultures have fairy tales won such an honored and beloved a place as in the hearts of the Czech people, certainly at Christmas time. Over the past half century, fairy tales on film have become even more of an essential part of a Czech Christmas than is, say, the ritual carving of the goose or turkey and the nutcracker ballet for much of the English-speaking world.
Rozhodně se člověk nad tou odpovědí musí zamyslet.
Why Czechs love their fairy tales so much is not an easy question to answer. I guess we're just that kind of nation. There is a strong storytelling tradition here, and fairy tales, of course, are a part of that. They represent a certain idealism and ageless wisdom, which people continue to employ. Simply put, fairy tales are about finding good. They represent the belief that everything will work out in the end.
Pohádka to je vlastně cesta za dobrem, cesta za vírou v něco, že dobře dopadne.
Dramaturg and Czech television screenwriter Jiří Chalupa has written a dozen fairy tale screenplays and worked on dozens more over the past few decades. Each Christmas, he notes, without exception, the public broadcaster and most commercial stations will debut at least one fairy tale with a star-studded cast.
Kdybych si tak alespoň jednou mohl popovídat s princeznou. Nic víc si nepřeju, hvězdičko.
This Christmas Eve, Czech television is premiering O Vanoční hvězdě, a fairy tale about a star named Denička, who has been knocked out of the sky, down to earth, out of jealousy, by another heavenly body named Proxima.
To jsem já, Denička.
Ty jsi hvězda.
Director Karl Janák, a seasoned hand at the genre, says in this latest film he was inspired by the work of Josef Lada, known abroad for his illustration of Jaroslav Hašek's classic novel The Good Soldier Švejk.
My jsme trošku chtěli odkázat na takový staročeský Vánoce.
We wanted to evoke an old Czech holiday season of the type found in the pictures of Josef Lada, so that it looks like the most Christmassy Christmas possible. That would not be possible without snow, so we risked it and went to the foothills of the Tatra Mountains in Slovakia. And it did snow indeed.
Chcete dělat, Proxima?
O Vánoční hvězdě. Nová štědrovečerní pohádka na jedničce.
It would be difficult to overstate the importance of the genre in Czech culture. A case in point is the 1950s classic film Pyšná princezna, the story of an uppity young royal sorely in need of a dash of humility. It still holds the record as the most visited film ever to screen in Czech and Slovak cinemas. Well over 8 million people saw it at least once on the silver screen. Millions more watch it at home, Christmas after Christmas. In fact, so popular are fairy tales like Pyšná princezna and Tři oříšky pro popelku, the Czechs take on Cinderella, that many families plan their holiday meals around them.
Pohádka. Máli zůstat pohádkou.
Dramaturg Jiří Chalupa offers up his expert view on exactly what Czechs look for in a fairy tale.
Successful fairy tales have a timeless quality and a strong moral presence, and Czech fairy tales remain rooted in that tradition. Viewers want the princess and the dragon. So while new productions have undeniably been modernized, featuring contemporary language, more dynamic shooting styles, and fast editing, the traditional story elements remain largely unchanged.
Já jsem vyznavač humoru v pohádkách i mimo teda, ale já si myslím.
I am a big fan of humor in fairy tales, especially those made today that are made for TV. In the 1980s and early 1990s, newer TV productions introduced certain darker philosophical elements, and I can tell you, it didn't work. Nobody wants that in their fairy tales. Adult viewers want something that reminds them of films they saw in their childhood, and their kids want something fun which they can understand. Humor and wisdom are what make any good fairy tale successful.
Humor a moudrost, to jsou dvě ingredience, které dělají pohádku pohádkou, má-li být úspěšná.
The first fairy tale film we featured today is Pyšná princezna, or The Proud Princess. Shot in black and white in 1952, it is the most popular pohádka of all time, and, as mentioned earlier, the most screened film in Czechoslovak cinematic history.
Narodil se mladý švec, starý pro něj dělal klec, ten švec lidí, to jsem já, pořád volám do světa, puste mě z té klece ven, budu zpívat.
That merry little fellow you've just heard singing is a cobbler who each day crosses the border between his homeland, the Kingdom of Midnight, into the neighboring kingdom and bursts forth into song. Why make the journey? Because in the humble shoemaker's own land, incredibly, it is forbidden to sing or even whistle a tune, as it is seen as a distraction from work.
Jinak bys věděl, že je u nás v Půlnočním království zakázáno zpívat.
The peasants there also live in mortal fear of the king's tax collectors. Based on a story by the early 19th century writer Božena Němcová, known as the mother of Czech literature, Pyšná princezna is the tale of a good king, Miroslav, who sets out to win the heart of the beautiful, but uppity, Princess Krasomila, heir to the throne of the Kingdom of Midnight. King Miroslav is beloved in his own land, where his royal subjects know that an honest day's work means an honest day's pay, and singing is encouraged. Propaganda was often very thinly veiled.
Každý koná dobré dílo. Že je to tak, příteli?
King Miroslav peppers his speech and song with gems like first work, then play, and he who works well must prosper. There is honor in every kind of work.
Každá práce je na platná, pracuješ i poctivě. Každá práce je na platná, pracuješ.
Of course, in any fairy tale worth its salt, love conquers all. Early in the film Pyšná princezna, matchmakers arrange for the two young royals to exchange portraits of themselves. King Miroslav likes what he sees, a tall blonde with wavy hair and delicate features. But Princess Krasomila snubs her suitor, sight unseen. She doesn't even bother to unveil his portrait, yet deigns him unfit to tie her shoelaces. Ouch. In classic fairy tale style, King Miroslav goes undercover, disguising himself as a gardener, to get close to Princess Krasomila and see what makes her cold heart tick. Ironically, when they do meet, she demands that the lowly gardener lace up her shoe, insisting that kings would consider it an honor to do so.
Jsem princezna, a zavázat mi střevíc by si pokládali za čest i králové.
Králové snad, já jsem zahradník.
Kings might find it an honor, but I am a gardener, fibs Miroslav. Well, before too long, Krasomila falls for the gardener, who teaches her humility along with manners, as well as how to play the guitar.
Od rana až do noci budeš honět.
Remember, singing is forbidden in the kingdom of midnight, so this is an act of rebellion. But when Krasimila's father, the king, can't resist but to join them in song, he has to ask himself, why is it that I ever banned music in the first place?
Od rana až do noci budeš vonět světu.
Proč já vlastně zakázal u nás zpívat?
The cast of characters in any fairy tale worth its salt must include at least one bumbling but good-hearted king, a lovesick prince or a virtuous pauper, an evil stepmother or kindly nurse, and of course, a beautiful princess or princess-to-be. Nevertheless, the censors probably felt that they did have to walk something of a fine line in the bohatki of promoting socialist ideals, without encouraging nostalgia for the days when kings and queens, and not the Politburo, ruled the Czech lands. Perhaps the ideal mix from that point of view can be found in Princesna se zlatou hvězdou, the princess with a gold star on her forehead. The presence of the birthmark, a useful plot device, is never explained in the film, the third most popular in the history of Czech cinema. Her father, the king, also wants to marry her off and has invited King Kazisvět, whose name translates as the Breaker of Worlds, to come for a visit. Why, I'll never know. Anyway, Kazisvět arrives with his army of soldiers and various hangers-on, bearing exotic gifts from faraway lands. And he's very ugly. But that's not why the princess isn't keen to become his queen, oh no. I couldn't abide to marry such a boastful king, she confides to her kindly nurse. Hoping to brush off this boastful suitor, she refuses the treasures, much to Kazisvět's dismay, and demands something she thinks he won't be able to deliver. 3 dresses, each lovelier than a dream.
Tedy nechcete se mojí ženou státi.
Nejdřív musel byste mi dát 3 krásné šaty.
Krásné šaty.
The 2 fairy tales and film we've presented thus far, The Proud Princess and The Princess with a Golden Star, are both adaptations of stories by Němcová, who, you will remember, was famous for her idyllic portraits of Czech peasant life and values. Both films were also shot in the 1950s, a troublesome time for Czechoslovakia, and perhaps consequently, the golden age of the film Bohatka genre, as people yearned for a bit of escapism. Although the 1960s saw the birth of Czech New Wave cinema, only one pohádka from the time is really considered a classic. That's Šílená smutná princezna, or The Terribly Sad Princess. With the ever-popular singer Helena Vondráčková in the title role, it's remembered more for its music than its wit or artistry. Still among the most popular of the pohádkas that are shown on Czech television at Christmas time every year, The Terribly Sad Princess plays second fiddle to the 1973 film Tři oršišky pro Popelku, or 3 Hazelnuts for Cinderella, yet another adaptation of a work by Božena Němcová, who, of course, herself drew heavily on the tale by the Brothers Grimm.
Kde pak ty ptáčku hnízdo
máš? I hope you've enjoyed this brief look at the history of the Bohatka, the Czech fairy tales and film, and hope you can enjoy a nice helping of carp and potato salad as you settle in to watch your favorite tales this Christmas. Happy viewing, and may you live happily ever after.
Hey, přízo bílá.